This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget. I keep saying daily devotional. Welcome to the Hour One Nugget today. We're looking at a wonderful piece of scripture on our current series, The Peace of the Father. We're at part 16 today, and we look at Romans, the 8th chapter, and verse 6. And I do apologize. The Hour One Nugget is slightly late, and that is because I was so caught up in the worship. The worship this morning, today, has been utterly amazing. And I was so caught up in that worship, I wasn't even watching the time. We're going to start at verse 5 of Romans 8, and it says this: those who are dominated by the sinful nature think about sinful things, but those who are controlled by the Holy Spirit think about things that please the Spirit. So letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death. But letting the Spirit control your mind leads to life and peace. This is a huge verse. And I would say a life-changing verse. A lot of scriptures in the Holy Bible are life-changing, but this one is life-changing. You know, Paul talks about renewing the mind in his book, Romans, the 12th chapter. It's important because Paul has learned that. Paul lived his life the way he wanted to live his life, and he did what he thought was right by persecuting the Christians. He was working for the Sanhedrin. He was working for the scribes and Pharisees, seeking out Christians and destroying them. He thought that was right, until God changed the way he thinks. God changed his life in that amazing transformation that happened on the road to Damascus, where Paul, known as Saul, was faced with the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord said to him, "Paul, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" And Paul says, "Who are you, Lord?" But Paul knew. And from that second, his life was transformed. And that's why he writes what he writes. Because he doesn't want you going toward death. He wants you moving toward the light and to life and abundant life. He says, if you are dominated by the sinful nature, you think about sinful things. You can't get your mind off those things which you know are wrong and you know they are sinful. You can't seem to get your mind off it to look toward the Lord, look toward heaven, understanding things of heaven. But if you're seeking peace, if you're seeking God's love, if you are seeking a life that leads to life, in capital letters, and peace, then your mind and your heart and your soul and your body needs to be looking only heavenward. No matter what circumstance you're in, no matter where you are in the world, no matter what you are doing in the world, your eyes need to lead toward heaven. And Paul says, so letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death. But letting's a great word, letting the Spirit control your mind leads to life and peace. The Message says, obsession with self in these matters is a dead end. Attention to God leads us out into the open, into the spacious, free life. A spacious, free life means peace. Total peace. Wouldn't you love to be feeling that peace, not now and again, but all the time? Wouldn't you like that to be your life? That's what I'm trying to say. Wouldn't you want that in your life permanently? No conflict, no anger, no bitterness, but just peace. Oh, you know what? Sometimes I'll travel, whether in this country or abroad, I'll travel and I'll find a beach. My mind is going back to some years ago when I was in Wales, South Wales. And I was at the Gower Peninsula and I was staying there. And my friend Kit and I were doing some drama for junior schools in the Swansea area. We were presenting a play called The Carpenter's Shop to these schools. And as soon as we'd finished the second performance in the afternoon, we would disappear to this place that Kit lived, the Gower. And he was almost overlooking the sea. And we would sit there. There was no one on the beach. No one there at all. And we would sit and listen to the waves. And you could almost hear the wind blowing and saying, this is peace. And when we were sitting there, I can tell you I wasn't thinking of anything that would destroy that peace. I was only thinking of God and what God was doing in my life. I was thinking of nothing else because it was so beautiful and so peaceful. And often when I think of peace, it takes me back to that time at the Gower Peninsula. It was a wonderful time. So peaceful, away from the humdrum, away from the things of the flesh, just things of the Spirit. As I gazed out at God's beauty, as I gazed out at that which He had formed with His own hands, it made me constantly think, how great is our God. And when I'm feeling that peace, that's all I can think. How great is our God. How amazing is my Father. One time, I was flying to Los Angeles. And as I was flying to Los Angeles, we were coming across Canada and the tundra. And I looked down and I saw this mass of land that is called the tundra in northern Canada. And I looked at the person who was sitting next to me. And I just said, "Do you see that down there?" And the guy said, "Yeah." I said, "My dad did that." And when I said that, there was such pride in my voice. For my father had created what I was looking at. For from the air, it looks so beautiful. Driving around Iceland, and you see what is there before you. And you see that your father has created that. Our Lord has created such beauty, and in that beauty you find the peace. But the way to receive that is to turn your eyes away from the world, away from things of the world, away from things that lead you toward the sinful nature. But you turn your eyes back toward Him and wonder at the marvelous work that He does. Letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death, says Paul. But letting the Spirit control your mind leads to life and peace. And as I bring you this word, I know the Holy Spirit is controlling my mind to bring you this word. That is so precious, because this is where and how you receive the Father's peace. You don't have to search for it. You don't have to plead God for it. Just turn your eyes upon Him. That beautiful hymn. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look into His wonderful face. And that's what you do. When you turn your eyes toward the Lord, you gaze into His beautiful face. And as you do that, how can you possibly not feel that peace? It is so important, so vital, that we allow the Spirit to control our minds. Heavenly Father, I pray in the name of Jesus for those who are listening to this word, that they would make a decision that You, Lord, are going to control their minds so they can sense this peace that passes, as Your word says, all understanding. We don't understand it. We don't need to, Lord, because it comes from You, for You made it. We give You the glory and the honor and the power that is due Your name, Father. Amen and amen.